going on, sports world? It's RW Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. I want to get right into it. I want to talk about the NFC Championship game yesterday between the 49ers and LA Rams. What a game. But again, when the 49ers plays in tight games, when it's pressure time, when it's game time, Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G are horrible. Horrible. Kyle Shanahan showed you yesterday, showed the world, that he did not have faith and trust in his offense in the third and fourth quarter. Let's go back to when the game first started. The 49ers got the ball after they got the Rams three and out. It's third and seven. Jimmy G, Kittles is wide open. Third and seven. He misses Kittles that had nothing but the field of dreams, nothing but green grass in front of him. Touchdown, 7-0. He misses that. And I knew right there, what kind of game this is going to be, what kind of day this is going to be for Niners Nations, Niners fans. If you got the talent that the 49ers have on offense, the line, physical, your receivers, your running back, the tight end, there's no way in the world you ain't gonna muster it up. 17 points. Jimmy G was 3 of 9 for 30 yards and an interception in the fourth quarter. Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers, physical run attack, physical run game, ran the ball 20 times for 50 yards. Debo didn't touch the ball the whole fourth quarter. They don't go to Kittles enough. The play calling was horrible by Kyle Shanahan. The defense, the front seven played great, but the secondary is horrible. They get an F minus in my book. The secondary is horrible between Mosley, Williams, Tart, and please, Mr. Ward, when the unsportsmanlike conduct hit on Odell Beckham, another 50 yards right there. I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. Kyle Shanahan, you're not like your father, Mike Shanahan. You don't play with no heart. You don't play with no guts. You don't play with no urgency. You play scared football. Let's go back in a couple plays in that game. Let's go back, rewind everything. The Niners had three opportunities. They was inside the Rams 42, 45 yard line three times. They had a first and 10 in the Rams 42. They only got 1 yard off of that. 1 yard. But before that, Elijah Mitchell just ran up the gut, got 9 yards, right? Now it's second and one. It's second and one. They gave the ball to Mitchell to run again. But Trent Sherfield, if I pronounce his name right, the wide receiver, Trent Sherfield, couldn't block Eric Waddle. He gets in the backfield, tackles Elijah Mitchell for a loss. So now, you got a third and two. You go to a fullback, Kyle Juszczyk. You make sure wins eligible and use him for a decoy. You get ball to a fullback on 4th and 2. We couldn't get a yard. Then after that, Sean McVay challenges the spot of the ball. The Niners get the ball back. You try to draw them offsides and got a 5 yard penalty push back. Kyle Shanahan, where's the heart? Where's the heart? You don't go to Deebo Samuels the whole fourth quarter. He didn't touch the ball. He had one pass in the second half, a screen pass of 12 yards. After that, he don't touch the ball. You don't go to Craig Kittles enough. Your run game was horrible. Everything's up the gut. They were stopping it. No pulling, no halfback counter, no halfback sweep, no anything, no zone blocking. You got too cute. I don't understand these coaches in the NFL or coaches, period, in professional sports. If we fans watching the game at home, you know what we need to do and got to do, but the coach don't do it. I'm like, what are they seeing that we're not seeing? It's right there in your face. Right there in your face. Jakarris Tart. Another one. An interception coming your way. It was nothing but a fair catch. A fair catch. And you dropped the interception. Let me tell you something about that. That interception had Matthew Stafford done. Done. You hear me? He would have been done. Would have got the ball. Hopefully, we'd have ran some clock running the ball. We ain't score a touchdown, get a field goal at least out of it. But that would demoralize Matthew Stafford's confidence. His demons from Detroit would have came back. Believe me. Believe me. It's time for the Fun Nights to move on Jimmy G. He got to go. I don't even want Trey Lance to start next year. You call Aaron Rodgers. If not, you call Tom Brady. I know he's saying Brady's retiring. We hear that. This and that. We ain't hear from Tom Brady's mouth yet. But let me tell you something. Tom Brady's from California. Tom Brady should have been a 49er. He wanted to be a 49er. Bill Walsh, God bless you. Love you, Bill Walsh. One of the greatest coaches in NFL history. Got 4 rings in 49ers. He lied to Tom Brady's father. They was friends. Said he was going to draft his son. They didn't draft his son. You know who we draft? We draft this young kid. I don't even know where he came from. Don't even know his name. You know what happened to him? He didn't make it out of preseason. He was gone. Period. When they get Aaron Rodgers, understand you got Alex Smith. When you get Aaron Rodgers, because they said they didn't like Aaron Rodgers' interview. He was arrogant and cocky in his interview process. Okay, he was arrogant. He's 20, 21. He's still a kid. So what? Let him be arrogant. Now, call Aaron Rodgers' agent right now. Get Aaron Rodgers over there or call Tom Brady. Had Trey Lance steady under Tom Brady. Tom Brady stayed for 1 year. Had Trey Lance steady under Tom Brady. Them weapons that we have on offense, we got a quarterback like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, we guarantee 15 wins next year. 15-2 with no problem. The Niners will be 15-2 with no problems with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback or Tom Brady. But that's what they need to do. Call Aaron Rodgers. I know us Niners fans, we don't like it. Say what you want to say, but we need a quarterback. I'd rather have wisdom than stupidity. Oh, Tom Brady's old. He's okay, 44 years old, whatever. 5,000 passing yards, 44 touchdowns this year. Led the league in completions, passing yards, whatever. Age don't mean nothing. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. You will be fine. Call Aaron Rodgers' agent, Tom Brady agent. Jimmy G, gots to go. Gots to go. Trey Lance, I don't think Trey Lance is ready. He needs another year. He's not ready. I've seen him a couple times. He is not ready. At all. The defense, listen, don't go on no draft. Go and get somebody at a free agency. Please. Please. Mr. Williams. It's horrible. Mosley, horrible. I felt so bad for our front seven. Nick Bosa and Fred Warner doing all they can do up there. Paying pressure on Matthew Stafford. And the secondary is playing weak as pie. Soft as ice cream. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. No physical, no bump and run. You playing a single man to man. Oh man, it was like we was playing flag football tag at the secondary position against Odell and Cooper Kupp. My gosh. What is it gonna take? If we fans, we see on TV and you guys coaches is there at the game. You're not making no judgment. But that's the problem with y'all, coach. Y'all get stubborn in y'all ways. Y'all don't want to change up. Y'all don't want to change. And that's why some coaches get outsmarted, outplayed by lesser opponents sometimes. It's horrible. It's horrible. And in my case, how I feel about Kyle Shanahan, I would get rid of him. I would get rid of Shanahan and John Lynch. I'll get rid of the quarterback, the GM, and the coach. But it's not going to happen. They're going to keep John Lynch. They're going to keep the coach. I understand that. But the quarterback got to go. He got to go. And we all know he got to go. It's time to move on from him. The era is over. I never in my life see a quarterback at a position where the world knows he's going to mess up. He's due for interception. He's due for fumble. He's going to mess up. You got too much talent on offense. Too much talent on offense from the receivers to tight end to running back. In every position where the quarterback is supposed to be the face of the team, the leader of the offense, the leader of the team, and you can't trust knowing he's going to mess up sooner or later. Sooner or later. He did it the first possession, 3rd and 7, again, missed Kittle's wide open for the end zone. Wide open. Field of dreams. Nothing but grass. Field of dreams. And you got some fans saying they want to keep Jimmy G. They feel bad for Jimmy G. No. No, he didn't deserve the money he got. I couldn't blame Tom Brady when Belichick said Jimmy G is his successor. Are you serious? Really? You lost your mind. You lost your mind. Ain't play with no heart. Ain't play with no dignity. Ain't play Niners way. They didn't play it. The Rams, we had the Rams right where they wanted. Sean McVay was panicking. Again, you don't run the ball. They got no timeouts. So 9 minutes left in the game. You don't run the ball. They has no timeouts. None at all. None at all. Went away from the game plan. You don't get cute. You don't do new plays. You beat them 6 times, Kyle Shanahan. You went in there in week 18. Took over the stadium, Niner Nation. Took over the stadium. Beat them on Monday Night Football. You do what you do and keep doing it when you beat them the last 2 times during the season. You run the ball down their throat. Eventually, the defense line will get tired. You're not going to have a big play every run game. But when the defense start huffing and puffing, you got them. They're tired. You got to realize that. I know you want to get cute and call different plays. Add new plays into the game plan. You need to mix it up. You should have mixed it up. You should have run the ball with Deebo and Mitchell more. No, you don't want to do that. You got the best tight end in football, in my eyes, and Kittle's all around. You don't go to him enough. Tennessee Titan games a couple weeks ago. The Niners should have been 21-24, nothing at halftime. Nah. Jimmy G throws an interception in his zone trying to go to Kittle's. He'll with those Kyle Juszczyk. Then in the third quarter, he throws an interception. Make the long story short, Titan wins the game. Next season, 2022 NFL season. I hope we be a quarterback in that backfield for 49ers wearing a number 12 from a previous team. If it ain't Tom Brady, which is a long shot if he don't retire, let it be Aaron Rodgers. I know the Broncos want Aaron Rodgers. You go to Aaron Rodgers and say, listen, Aaron, we know the head coach of Denver come from Green Bay, but over here, you'll win quicker over here than with Denver. And you're from California as well. We got the pieces over here. You got receivers. You got a running game. You got a stout defense. You have a coach that's going to respect you and listen to you and follow your lead and lean and learn from you. Then he'll keep trying to do everything and run everything and dictate everything. That's what the Niners need. A quarterback. And a couple defensive backs that understand the game and know how to play the position. You don't got to be a star. There'll be no Deion Sanders or Darrell Reeves or Jalen Ramsey. But if you know that position, you can play that position and play the position the right way, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Signing off, RW4 Core Press Podcast by Robert White. Peace and blessings.